Alright, the Gemara says that Maschilin b'Gnuz, or Messiah b'Shvat, and there's an Achloikis. What is the Gnuz that we start with? One say, the Gnuz is Avodim Higinu L'Farah Mitzrayim. The other is, Chilo Evdi Avodah Zarah Avodah Zarah. And we have to understand why Maschilin b'Gnuz. Maschilin b'Gnuz because the main Pearl Yoitze of telling over the story of Yisrael Mitzrayim is to have a Koros HaToiv. It should be a halal vodido, but it should be a koros atoiv. To understand the good that it was and to be spoiled over how much and benefit we had from it and how much we owe to Hashem Yisburg. So there are two inyanim about a koros atoiv that are very important to point out. One is it's impossible to realize the toiv in Yisrael Mitzrayim, unless we start thinking of what we would we have been without it. When a person says, look, I would have been a Mitzri, honest to goodness, member of a minor productive society called Mitzrayim. Okay. So I stay as to start thinking that which means simply that if not for Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we would have been nothing. We would have been on the same level, avodim, people without any toichen, without any pnimius, without any toichen. We would have been meshubed like the rest of the world. The institution of avdus might have been changed and upgraded. But tzav kol tzav, what is anybody else in the world? Avodim, people who people have nothing, no kedusha, no pnimius, no value, no maila, no atake. So, ilu lo haksa kodesh baruch hu. Chazal tells us that Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi ofer vo efer." He spoke about it, of course, to the Baruch Shalom. If not for Hashem Yisburach, I would be ofer al yedei hamlochim. I would be Efer al Yedei Kivshon HaEsh. So that was the driving force that motivated Avraham. The thinking of Anochi Ofer V'Efer. If not for Chasdei Hashem, I would be nothing. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. Look what he turned me into. He didn't just make me into a maimon. He made me from Efer into a maimon, from Ofer into a maimon. The vast difference between what I would have been if not for HaKadosh Baruch stretches and emphasizes that Koros HaToiv. The same thing over here. Ilu lo hayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would we have been? In Bemes the two inyanim of Gnuz emphasize two different factors. One is Savodam Hoyinu, the level of being an Evid. Two is Oivdi Avodah Zorah Hoyavasen. Oivdi Avodah Zorah is meaning that we would have had missing Ruchnias, we would be Oivdi Avodah Zorah. So, the Shaila Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is what is the more important change that we have to emphasize. One is a change from Avdus to Cheres, and the other one is a change from Kfirya to Amuna. Each one brings out a different thing. Avdus to Cheres means shiftless derayimus. Kvira to Ahuna means a total of no. Avdavid Azora, an empty person without a neshama. A lot could be spoken about this. And I'm just going to talk very bekitzer on each thing. The maschilin is to bring out the amount of akorza toiv the risak al shborach hu by showing what would we have been without that. There are many people, Rabbi Say, who think of themselves as being naturally in a natural netiya to success. David HaMelech said, "Vani amarti b'shalvi ba'al emoit li'olam." When things were going good, I said, "Ba'al emoit li'olam, nothing could happen to me. I belong to the successful category of people." A person told me that in Poland, people used to say, "We never die. I, all these people who died, they belong to a certain club, a chevre shtarbris. Those are the people who died. Those are the people who have trouble." But we are the ordinary, normal people that we live. That's what I thought. A person deludes himself into thinking that he has some natural condition that makes him superior to the rest of the world. And it has to be shaken out of you. Hashem, I realize that it's only your rotzen that you erected my mountain of strength. When did I discover that? Only because I realized what I appeared to be without it. What I become without that special siyata d'shmaya. Nothing. Confused. Right? My bets have done me. When I scream, what am I worth? Nothing. Then hafach mispil l'mochali, you restored it. L'man yizamecha chavid v'lo yidai. This time I'll sing the praises of Hashem Yisborach, and I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to have to be reminded, because I already had my experience with v'yisinifo. The person has to contemplate, what would I have been without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yisinifo. Instead, by speaking about it, it brings out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another thing, a person has to contemplate these two inyonim just to realize the milus that he has. But people aren't aware of their milus. They don't pay attention to the amount of milus that they were given. And again, they think of themselves as a person who's naturally born to milus with a silver spoon in his mouth. This is my metzias, this is my condition. I don't have to thank him. Mele, it would be a some mishveis, low-class person, and somebody would have taken him, you know, like all the misholim, and raised him and made him into who knows what. Oh, so that person has that cause, I tell you. But that's all good for Moshe. Me, I'm part of the class of people who are naturally successful. Right? So, what shaykh that I should have to have? I should have to be makir my maila. I'm an isha maila mitzad, not tevishalim. That's why a person has to always remind himself that it's not so. Be'etzem, he could have easily been an eved. He could have been an eved of Avodah Zorah. Right? It's not the chazdei Hashem. Right, that's what the goyim have an expression when they see a drunk, or when they see a chvesos, a sick person, and mishugane. So they say, "There, but for the grace of Hashem, go I. If not for Chazdei Hashem, this is what I would look like." So we have to constantly have this reminder. Ilu lo yasa kadosh baruch hu aseinu mitzrayim. Something to think about all year long. But now we happen to have a night that's meyuchad for thinking about this. That the Hakorosh HaTov to Hashem Yisborach is not a thing that has to be reserved for once a year. Okay, now there's another thing. Just a brief reference to Yod Chazok and Zohar Netuya. Right? Yod Chazok is that Hashem Yisborach overpowered the powers that seem to be so entrenched that there wasn't a chance that they would ever be budged. Right? They take a look today and the mighty Binyanim in Mitzrayim, the huge temples that they erected, the pyramids. That couldn't have happened unless there was a powerful Malucha that was able to enslave millions of people. That they could have them work together to build these massive Binyanim. So that shows that Mitzrayim was a power structure. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yod Chazoka, it's not Yod Chazoka over who knows what, some imaginary thing, it's Yod Chazoka over powers which in the Ad HaYom HaZeh could recognize easily how it overwhelmed the whole world, the most massive and mighty empire that existed in ancient history. And the Zohar Netuya is that it's something that stays. The Yod Chazoka means Maisit, which he destroys. Yod Chazoka. Zohar Netuya is something that's pointing. It's there. Right? It's not a one-time thing, but it's a koyach that we get to realize that it exists on a constant basis. Okay. I want to briefly touch upon one inyan after another with the Seder of the Haggadah. Hafulu kolon hachachonim, kolon nevoinim, kolon nizkenim, kolon yodim satayim. Mitzvah leinu l'saper v'yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. What's the mitzvah to saper v'yitzhiyat Mitzrayim? The pashtus, the mitzvah is to inform the children who didn't learn yet. They don't know. You have to teach it. You have to teach it. But what if they learned already and they chaz it and they know it very well? Okay, that I could hear. They still need to learn. Why? Because it's a chiluki. The language havona to them without havona. Everybody knows the difference. You learn a sugya with havona, you muchazach to hear the teeth of shakna. Okay, so you're on a much higher level. Good, but what if you are a big bal havona and you know it all already? Still in all, it's much different when you learn something 101 times, right? There's something that comes along with the experience. And you're not only a chocham or a novin, but you're a man of experience. An old doctor who's been doing the same thing for decades, he becomes a mumche in his field. And the same thing it is like in every field. A mumche is the person who's been around for years and gets to know every little pitch of kid. So maybe that has to be given over, the benefit of experience, to understand the inyanim of Yisif effect. And sometimes the person with all the chokhmah and all the experience and all the depth and avol pikein, he still needs education because whatever he learns is an isolated limud. But if it's understood in the context of many, many other limudim, many chochmas, then he could apply his knowledge, his understanding, in a much more effective and broad way. Right? So that's why we say, no, that's not the reason. I feel the kolon and chachomim, we know everything. The kolon and the voinim, we understand everything. Kolon and the kainim, we have a lifetime of experience, we have the benefit of age. And we have all the accompanying limudim which we could use to bring out the full depth of this yediyah. So we think we know everything, huh? No, mitzvah leinu l'saper. The mitzvah is for us. keep talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the tachlis isn't to convey a yediyah and to erase ignorance. The tachlis is to build up the inyanim of emunah nakaras hatoyev. And for that, there's never enough. First, there's never enough to begin with. And Shainis, it has to be repeated constantly, replenished, because feelings that, and ideas that soften and melt away without the constant rejuvenation. So, that's what we say over here. Kolamavi, Yisafi, Yisif, Nisayim, Yisif, Meshuva. As I say, you deserve more praise if you marvelous happen. And the word Meshubach also means you're improved, you know. Everybody's familiar with the way we talk in Gemara language. Something that Meshubach means it's a higher level, more improved item. Ayezer Meshubach, if you talk about his assignment, it proves you, it makes you into a better person. Okay? Ayezer Meshubach. And then, of course, we bring the Maisa of Elazar of Yeshua. Now, the Maisa, of course, is to illustrate how people who are Chachorim of the Kainim, the Vayim, Gerim, and Satayra, how come they had to talk all night long? But we see a very interesting. So it's all Karach. It must be that Kalamar will happen even for Chachorim. Good. But there's something that's even more. The Talmidim went home earlier. The Torah says that the people who have more chokhmah have more to benefit from CPC's Mitzrayim, not less. Whereas the people who have less chokhmah have less to add to themselves. The bigger Baal Madrega, the bigger chokham, has much more and more to say and understand, and more time to be marked. Now, Just a very small thing. Shabbat on the day of the Omer, Rabbi Sayyid gives Manj Kishma. So Krishna Shachris means it's time that maybe it'll be too late, so that's how late they were. Maybe it means you just have to be Zinu Makdim. I thought that Manj Kishma Shachris perhaps meant that there's no mitzvah CBC Mitzrayim afterwards. It's too technical, huh? But why is there no mitzvah Sivisim afterwards? Because by day there's a new mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah by Yom and there's a mitzvah by Laila. So the mitzvah of Laman Tesafir is a mitzvah. Well, is a mitzvah the whole Laila. Once you read Smachkish Shachar, so there's no mitzvah anymore. Okay. But the Rabbis say, how come they didn't know themselves? They didn't notice that the light, what they had drawn. Curtains and what do we call those window shades that, you know, what? Yeah, but the Nishan blinds, you could see still the sun coming through it. But sometimes you have these opaque blinds that black out the light. No, they would have known. But I thought to myself, the Gemara, you know, Tosfos in Chagiga brings the famous Maisa, how the lesson of Yeshua sat and learned. And the fire came down in the Shemayim, and it looked like it was brighter than it was in Har Sinai. Right? So the Abuya came screaming, literally, for Basi Bosa. Right? So the Advarim, Smechem Kitsinosu, and Rav Lezer and Rishua, and the others, they spoke Kolozi Halayla. So surely, there was a light like a fire that surrounded them during the bris of Elisha. Okay? So every time they learned, it was the same thing. Not that just one time. Torah Smechem Kisinosam. Remember, they couldn't tell when it was light. Hachayakir, right? Mishayakir, and Chedos Alom, and Chesukar. But Shach, there's no Mishayakir, because the light that burned above them made everything the whole night long was as bright as day, so they could never tell what they were going to do. You have to say Shagavatir Mayahana. Perhaps that could be said. You have to say Vertlach too. Also, I want to say something that's not just a verbal, but it's a technical. Rabbi, this to me is the most important thing of all the things, and we'll come to a lot of things which on the surface may be more important, but this is essential. I have a machloikis in the Gemara. How many people are supposed to have matzah in front of them? So there's a mandamer that says, matzah lufnei kol echad v'yechad. There's a mandamer that says, no, matzah lufnei misha oimer ha'god. Okay. People always tell you, in our house, we give everybody matzah, three matzahs, because it takes so much time to wash and to hand out the matzahs and this and that. And there's many reasons. Therefore, everybody has matzah. Okay? It makes things easier, it makes things more convenient. They think that they came up with some brilliant idea, you know, until they came in this world, Hatcher County, in Yisrael, you know, with my chokhmah. I said, besides being a very simple thing, it's a mandamin de Gemara. The Gemara says, no, you're supposed to have matzah with nay kolach v'yechad. And the Gemara says, no, you're not supposed to. And therefore, I know where it's on the tactic not to have matzah. Only in front of one person, me and myself. But I was going to... Let me read you the Gemara. It just shouldn't be... Say by ins, the ins of the Nazarian is everything. Okay, here we are. Okay, here. The Gemara says like this: Amar Avsimi Barashi, Matzul of Nekalech of Yechet, Moral of Nekalech of Yechet, Chayoisis of Nekalech of Yechet. That's the pick of the table, you know. Like a bias chair, what are you carrying out the table? So Gemara says, V'hilchus Rav Huna, who says, Kulu nami lifnei mishomer agod. Okay? So it's an interesting thing. Kulu nami. So if the Gemara says you shouldn't do what everybody thinks, by us, we have a chiddush way to do things. They think they have doing with the Chiddush. When that's the Mandama who the Gemara says you shouldn't do like him. So, we go back to the non-Chiddush way of doing it. Tav Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. If you want to look it up. When I said, there's a much deeper idea. I told you, I'll tell you something basic and essential and important. No, it's not that everybody's supposed to have, nobody's supposed to have a Kaira except the Omer HaGod. There's something much more important, much deeper over here. It's that there has to be an Omer HaGod. Okay? I don't know if I spoke about that yet. Maybe I did. If you remember, I remember what I said last time. Gets to a point where you get in the habit of talking and then you forget that you said something 100 times. The whole idea, that boy said, of this Pesach, they can say that is that there should be Shilas and the father, or the Yosh Abayas, or the whoever it is. That's immaterial. It could be a lady if she's. It could be a child, right? You have a family of Amiratim, and then they had one child who went to yeshiva and knows what's doing in the world. But there has to be an Omer HaGod, that means somebody who explains to everybody else what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. They have to explain what our God is, what are we trying to do, Pesach by night. You understand? We're trying to teach. We're trying to inspire. We're trying to educate. Okay? There has to be a person who's in charge and who answers the question. And most families, what they do is they finish Manishtana, they have a game, and the kids do it, and it's wonderful, and they give each a kiss with a present, with everything. And then when it's all over with, then everybody takes out their Haggadahs, and they recite the Haggadah, they say, and just keep talking and talking, and reciting the Haggadah from beginning to end. So there's no way Agoda. Everybody's saying Agoda. So you might as well have muscles, make a lot of yavah, because there's taka no Omer Agoda. Or maybe better the other way, everybody's the Omer Agoda. The Torah says, no, everybody's not the Omer Agoda. There is no Omer Agoda. Because the whole idea of having an Omer Agoda is there should be one person who's answering the shailas. And everybody's listening, and everybody's hearing what he's saying. And if they switch in the middle, maybe Rav Elezer and Rishu and Rav Akiva, they switched around. But the whole apokas, they one spoke and the other one heard. No, I would imagine that's what the Rav Elezer and Rishu, what do you think? They had a big, thick, fat siddur with a lot of extra things to say. And they all said it together the whole night long. And you, if you listen, bent over to them, you would hear. That's what happened by Rav Elezer and Rishu. They spoke the ideas. One second, what's going on? No, I gotta turn it off. Yeah. Hello? Yeah, no, it's 6 o'clock. It's in 10 minutes from now, so I'll be right down there at 6 o'clock. I say that, good. Of course, everybody listens. Everybody says it. Everybody says it. We say your shtickle. And everybody says, like everybody, okay. And then, when we finish, I explain it. That's what I say. I tell you, when I said it, I go, there's enough. You only could fill a couple of volumes, at least. But without that, without all the ideas that we talk, we exchange ideas. This one says, that one says, but the recital is 2% of it. That's all. So that's 2% of the Seder. The most insignificant part of the Seder. Everyone wants to say, just say. That's it. So you have a mystery, you say. But that's not the Haggadah. That's a habit. That's all. Not even a mini. It's a habit. People like to say, just like when you have, you notice all these pismoinim. So half of them have a refrain. Right? All the piyutim. Then who ends up? Everybody ends up saying everything. Right? The chazan sings the middle, but then everybody says everything. There's no part that's said by the kol or part that's said by the chazan. Everybody says everything, except for Tal and Geshem for some reason. There only the Tiber just says the Tal, you know, that. But otherwise, we everybody likes to say everything. Okay, Nishta is at the end of the world if everybody says everything. So fine, they say everything. What the world is, it's a raw, no, fine. If you guys can enjoy themselves, say everything. But you can't lose the ikir. Understand? The ikir, by me, by the Seder, the ikir is the saying, the listening, the ideas that are expressed, the chinuch, the yesoiris, constantly, from beginning to end, without a half stick for a second, and everybody is still sitting at the edge of their seats, and everybody's mamish. It's like as if there would be that fire that came down from by Elizabeth Yeshua. Emes, that's what the Haggadah is all about. Not the Haggadah is not the time for reciting the material. And if you have a bigger siddur, so yeah, you could sit for 3-4 hours till the morning, till Zman Kirshas Shel Shachris, because you could say all these different fine print. That's not the tachlis of the Haggadah. The Tachlis HaGodah is there should be an Omer HaGodah. And there should be somebody who's answering the question. There should be somebody who's telling Yingle, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Why are we sitting tonight? You should know what we would have been without Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea that I told you before is an idea that I express all the time every year, plus 1,000 other ideas. But the idea is just give it over. Again and again, Kolon Chachom, Kolon Nevoim, Kolon Zekeinim, Mitzvah Leinu, Kolon Marvel is up here, right? Not Kolon Marvel is Palil or something. It's Keilu. You would put in a Pitum HaTorah, or the Teichachit would be the same thing. What's an Afkamina? It's just more words. What's an Afkamina? You could say more words. You could take a dictionary and say all the words in the dictionary. If you get as much schar. Because the schar is not to recite certain things. The schar is to teach, to give, to tell, to explain. to open up the minds, to be sitting at the edge of the seat and hearing and thinking and shivering in inspiration, and feeling Yetzias Mitzrayim, feeling like you would be going out of Mitzrayim. That's what it has to come to. That's the climax. The climax is that when you finish with Hakadosh, you have to mamash be margish the simcha, the excitement, the happiness, the keilu, keilu ata yosem shirut Mitzrayim. Hakadosh hatoyv the frelichkeit. That's what you have to be margish. That's what when you see the Gemara, lufnei mishoyim ha'agodah. The biggest chiddush is that there's an oimer ha'agodah. By us, most people, there's not even an oimer ha'agodah. Everybody's just saying they're reciting all these pesmoinim. That we said, like it's like after the Shabbos Sikasuda and Shabbos Hagodol, when you take out the Chometz Sikah Hagodos, right? Then a day for Shabbos Hagodol, and then everybody begins to say, that's all. So what's the tachlis of it? Maybe Shabbos Hagodol, it has a tachlis, it's something to say. But it's definitely not the thing to do on Pesach by the Seder. Now let's go right in. See, you say, I want you to hear a certain powerful word, and I got to leave 2 minutes to six, or remind me, because I always get carried away myself, and then I forget every time that I'm supposed to leave. And whoever's waiting for me is Master Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yeshua. They were sitting in Bnei Brak. But don't forget that Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua were there for, there was a Canaan by the Churban. They were the biggest Talmidim of Rebbe Yechon and Zakkai by the Churban. There was a Canaan by the Churban. They lived for decades and decades during, and they were makir the Korban Pesach. So this was like a brachim kind. They were sitting here in Bnei Brak. What is it, Bnei Brak? I don't know where Bnei Brak is. I know that there'll be chaylik in Israel, the historians, the archaeologists, if Bnei Brak is exactly on this path where it is today, or it was 15 Amos over. But it's all immaterial. It wasn't Yerushalayim, that we know for sure. And they didn't have a carbon pesach there. Right? So what should they have been thinking? What should they have been talking about? They would have been so brachim crying, sitting on the floor, about how last year and the year before they sat and eat the Korban Pesach. Yeah, Tamaisa. And they were saying hallel, and they were climbing onto the roof, and they had the Kazayas Pitzchav Alil Poko Igra. Yeah. The roofs exploded with the song, with the joy of the ecstasy of Hallel. Like the Gemara says, and what were they doing now, sitting in a dark room in Bnei Brak? It wasn't so dark that if the Oro Elyon came down to the Boisai. What you see over here is the way Chazal, the Heilige Chazal, understood the Sifis is Mitzrayim. You understand? They weren't thinking about themselves. They were explaining with the Churban, with all the Torahs, yeah, the mindless of Yetzias Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Nisim and the Flores, the Toivus, the mindless. It's easy to understand when you have Tomorrow the Gemilas, but when you're sitting on the floor, you know, and you're what we would call Holocaust survivors, and you hardly have any, right? But what they also experienced was there was a rebirth of Torah after the Churban, right? What happened after the Churban? There was nothing left. Tainli Yavne v'Chachamel, right? No. Where were they? What were they doing now? They all had Talmidim, Atshavot Talmideihim. In a short period of time between the Churban and this Kolos HaLaila, this famous Seder, they managed to extricate themselves from the poverty of Torah that existed immediately after the Churban, and they only had the Yavne Chachamel. And now they managed to restore the whole lineage of the Mesorah to give over to the Talmidim. Ad Shavu Talmidei and Yomim. Rabbi saying, you see from this Meisen, Noir Noir Oitz, I don't know if you're fully aware, there's more and more to be gotten from a little bit of pointless. Try to do it face by the night, how much you could extract from this Hafludik of Meisen. All the secondary things. I think I have to leave and...